Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for March 24th, 2012. Today we're going to be having David Lewis from the Heart Center, who's at a conference in Miami. He's going to be giving his keynote address shortly, and they're going to let me know when that's beginning. So I thought I'd give a little brief intro. I've never done anything like this before, so this is a little bit different tonight. We'll give this a try. There's a Skype connection that's being established for him to come in and hear shortly. So that's about ready to start. Those who read the introduction to David on the Cosmic Love website have got a little bit of background information on David and what he does. So you can, some of you have received an email on that with more detailed information, but I believe it's starting now, so we'll give it a try.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we have the magnificent presence of the Master Saint Germain, the Hierarch of the Aquarian Age, Chohan of the Seventh Ray, and Advocate for the Golden Crystal Age of Aquarius. This Master is so important to the Earth that he stands before us to initiate all of us in the Seventh Ray action of alchemy and all that means for us individually and collectively. Our event this weekend is Beyond Awakening, Love, Heal, and Thrive. When I considered this title, I saw very clearly that a number of great spiritual beings throughout Earth's history have left a legacy of light beyond their own personal awakening. You think of Gautama Buddha. He reached that enlightened state under the Bodhi tree, and yet he did not go into nirvana or remain in divine bliss. He had enough compassion to come back and share what he learned through his enlightenment with the people upon earth. And he gathered a small grouping of disciples around him. And eventually, that grouping grew. He developed what's called a sangha or community. And through that community, he taught the Four Noble Truths, the Eightfold Path, and what we have today expanded throughout Buddhism as a glorious teaching on the middle way, a path of enlightenment. Likewise, beloved Jesus left a legacy of light through his 12 apostles and many others who received the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. He was in the wilderness for 40 days and reached a similar state of enlightenment by meditation upon the divine light, knowing his Father, his I Am Presence, his higher self. And he left a legacy both in Palestine and what is today the Middle East, and also even beyond that time, as we understand it, as he returned to India and taught there for many years, and as some have understood it, even to the time that he was 81. Interesting that Gautama Buddha passed on from this world at the age of 81, 9 times 9, and also Jesus the Christ, who I believe is also a Buddha. Saint Germain is the master of Aquarius, just as Jesus was the master of Pisces. What does this really mean? It means that Saint Germain is ready to deliver teaching, eternal truth, initiation, and light to disciples throughout the world for a 2,000-year period. That is beyond our human lifetime to future generations. And we are at the very beginnings of this awesome time, emerging from the age of Pisces, transiting to the age of Aquarius, whereby his teachings on higher alchemy and divine light will be known throughout the world. We have been told that the golden crystal age of Aquarius will primarily begin in South America. Many of you gathered here today and tonight in Miami were born in various countries of South America. And you resonate with this master so deeply that you find yourselves sitting in a seat tonight because you know that you have a mission. You know the truth within your being. It was locked within your heart lifetimes ago, and you've come now to this point of remembering this great master and of desiring with your entire being to work with him intelligently, consciously, and very personally to help him deliver his message of love and eternal freedom to the world. I acclaim this glorious and beautiful master in my life as a saving grace and as a wonderful instructor. I remember early on in my life reading the lives of the saints, for I grew up in the Christian or Catholic tradition, and there were many saints whom I have resonated with. Whether you bury statues of Saint Joseph upside down in order to sell a home, as some have done, and I've experimented with this and it works, or whether you really make a more personal and deeper connection with this wonderful master who was embodied as Saint Joseph, Jesus' father, you can invite him into your life and world in a more wonderful and glorious way by simply praying, communing, and touching his heart with yours, for he will truly, in return, both massage your heart and expand your heart. There are times when the light of freedom is burning within our being so brightly that we simply can't stand to see what is happening on the world scene with all types of degradation and human imbecility. The moronic nature of the not-self that works through people to try to attempt to control other life streams. We all demand freedom. That is what we have to have in our soul, in our spirits, in our souls, and in our outer body temple. If we do not have the freedom to express and create and co-create with God, we are not who we are. We have to have that free will to be who we are. Otherwise, our lives are not fulfilled. Many peoples throughout the world are struggling for outer freedom. What we look for is even beyond that: soul freedom, spiritual and permanent freedom in God as immortal and divine beings in our true nature, to work with the spiritual hierarchy of light on this earth and to bring about a more glorious, beautiful age of enlightenment and freedom. I hope and pray that each of us will have an experience of awakening such as these great masters have had. And in that awakening, we become crystal clear in our consciousness. We see through the real eyes of our higher self. In other words, we realize our divine nature by accepting, believing, knowing, and integrating everything about our divine presence that we can, so that we can be the best that we can be. We can help others, we can serve life, and we can truly model for others the same type of divine life that Jesus, Gautama, Saint Germain, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, and many other ascended masters have so beautifully modeled. Many of you are modeling that divinity through your givingness, through the precious presence of your heart fires, which are burning within your chest daily as you attempt to access the divine streams of light from the heaven world and employ them consciously in your world through your talents. We could go around the room, and I think all of us would be amazed to hear the stories of wonder and grandeur and of the sublimity of your soul as you have experienced it through many awesome communions with the divine beings and with your own higher self. All of this is expressive of who you are. And in one sense, because we are expressive of God's light in our worlds, we are all disciples of the Eternal One, as that light is represented through all great ascended beings of light, including Saint Germain. So we desire, beyond our own personal awakening, to deliver something precious, lasting, eternal within this world. We desire to carve out, through our work, our sacred work, our Dharma, something noble and divine through our co-creative work. And when we leave a legacy of light, we follow in the Master's footsteps. We prove that their teaching works in our lives. And through that proving by divine effort, not human effort or striving, but by allowing God's energy to flow through us, we magnify the Lord, we glorify God, and in this tryst of our hearts, we win the victory of light through our own ascent and union with God. I believe that the Holy Spirit lives within each one of our hearts and empowers us through conscious moments of presence, of living truly in the eternal now, to bring forth our highest offering. Eckhart Tolle has wonderfully brought forth a message of understanding the now, of living in the now, living in the present, and bringing the eternality of who we've been in the past and who we are becoming in our future into the very nexus of our experience right now, so that we can integrate everything and allow God's fullness to reach us where we live and move and have our being. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you and lives within you, then you become an instrument for the divine. And as we heard it earlier today, we can even become miracle workers with Archangel Michael, the seven archangels that we know of, and the five crystal ray archangels whose names have been revealed and whom we also can call to and work with. We are all alchemists of this new age. And when we work alchemy, we understand the nature of visualization, conceptualization, of imagination. Some have said this new age is an age of imagination, and I believe it. We use eye magic to co-create through our mind first what we can conceive of, and then we wrap divine substance around that image, incorporating the highest quintessences of our virtues into it to synthesize that light into form in matter and bring it into a glorious manifestation. We know in alchemy that we tell no man what we are about until what we are working on precipitating is manifest in the physical. If we reveal what we're working on to idle minds or to others with a certain amount of joy, but with maybe a little amount of ego, it spoils the secretive nature of this manifestation, and then all hell may break loose to destroy our alchemy. So one of the keys is to tell no man. Remember when Jesus said to certain people that he healed, "Don't tell anybody about this"? Well, there was a purpose for that. He didn't want the carnal minds of others acclaiming him, Jesus, as the doer. He always directed people to the divine light, to the Father, and to their own eternal nature through his teachings, so that they could understand what they had to do to come to the same level of understanding virtue and blessedness that he had attained to. Jesus was an alchemist. He learned from his father, Saint Germain, who in that life was Saint Joseph, a great alchemist even then. And I've received teachings that Saint Joseph knew a lot more of the spiritual path than just being a carpenter. He was an initiate. He prayed and had the same type of mystical experiences as Mother Mary did, where she could see beyond the veil. Remember the dreams that Saint Joseph had, where angels came and warned him? These were not just little dreams. These were visions. These were intimate experiences with the angels. And he had those experiences because of the development of his soul and his spirit, so that he could access, through the gift of divine intelligence and the intimation of that spirit, what would happen in the future before it happened, through prescience. It's called prescience or prescience. And he had the gift of prophecy. He could see into the future. He brought that same gift with him into future incarnations as Francis Bacon, as Roger Bacon, and as Christopher Columbus. And he saw what would happen when he traveled across the seas from Spain to America, and what is now America, which he was the founding father of as Christopher Columbus. So Saint Germain has had many illustrious embodiments, and each one successively, he developed the gift of prophecy and inner knowing to a higher degree, until that point when, as Francis Bacon, he was involved in many, many amazing works of divine science and art and literature. We know that he wrote the Shakespearean plays or was instrumental in the writing of them through a number of pens or other individuals with whom he worked very consciously to bring those plays about, which even today are acclaimed as the most magnificent literature in the world. That was just one thing that Francis Bacon was involved in. He set up secret societies, the Rosicrucians, worked with the Freemasons, and he developed all manner of connections throughout Europe to bring freedom and enlightenment during the Renaissance period to a greater and wider reach of peoples throughout the world. Some even say that Francis Bacon came to America in that incarnation. And I believe that he did. Whether he came physically or whether he was able to project his body, as some have, and bilocation and come here, I believe that he planted seeds of light on the shores of this nation before before the founding Constitution and Declaration of Independence, hundreds of years after his lifetime as Francis Bacon. So the mysteries of God are revealed in the Bible. He's known as the seventh angel, who opens the seventh seal and reveals the mysteries of God to this generation and to future generations. Today we were empowered by the 12 archangels and their archai, who stood in a ring of fire around us. And Saint Germain comes also to empower us with divine virtues. All of these virtues flow from the primal virtue of love, God love. And as we understand it through the teachings of Mother Mary through Elizabeth Clare Prophet, Saint Germain stands on the 1 o'clock line of God love. For he has always known that that is the key to all alchemy. We are here to celebrate love, to celebrate healing, and to thrive. We know that healing manifests through love, and Jesus has spoken of that, and Mother Mary also. And to thrive and to expand our abundance as the goddess of abundance, Fortuna, will share with us later tonight, we have to understand the eternal nature of opulence or divine abundance as it flows from the heart of God, freely given and offered to humanity. Yet many have closed their minds, their hearts, their beings to that divine offering by non-acceptance, by virtue of the fact that they say, I'm a sinner, I'm not worthy. I grew up Catholic. Do you remember through the Mass many times going like this? Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. Speak but the words and my soul shall be healed. That was ingrained and drummed into our hearts and beings as we said it. It was a lie. I'm here to tell you on behalf of Saint Germain, that is a lie. You are worthy. You are sons and daughters of God. You were created in the image divine. And nothing or no church or no person, no priest should ever tell you that you are not worthy to be a son, a daughter of God. Jesus proclaimed it, but the lie is manifested through those who have infiltrated the true church and brought forth this insane teaching that we are not worthy. I'd like us to beat our chests and say, Lord, I am worthy, and I am receiving you right now, and have this transmute all of those lies that we have accepted in our being. Can you do that now? Lord, I am worthy. Lord, I am worthy, and I accept your beingness, your love in my heart. And the angels are making it a permanent matrix within your hearts now. Isn't that glorious? This path is a path of initiation. There are 33 major steps on that path, as outlined by the great masters of old. Many of you are climbing the stairway of initiation and reaching those levels where you are coming to the most important initiations on your path, where you are being prepared for your divine crucifixion, your divine resurrection, your divine ascension, and before that, your transfiguration. What will this mean for you when you are transfigured, when you are resurrected, and when you ascend? It will not be exactly as Jesus experienced it. You don't have to go to Golgotha and be crucified on a cross. Yet, there comes a time when you have to make the decision to give your entire being to God. I remember when I was offered this mantle and this responsibility or job, the one thing I had to do before it came upon me is to get on my knees and surrender my human self to the Lord. I had to be willing to give up everything in order to be of greater service. When you come to that point, you put your trust in God. You know that humanly you can do nothing. By God's grace and through God's virtues, you have access to the all light, all wisdom, all knowing divine intelligence of the One. And through the multiplication of God's virtues emanating through you, the angels, the masters, divine beings work through you to accomplish wonderful and beautiful things on behalf of those whom you serve. Saint Germain has given us his fiery heart. Time and time again, through the alchemical gifts that he's offered us, the gift of the violet light, I am a being of violet flame, a violet fire. I am the purity God desires. The mantras that he's offered us through the I Am activity, the Bridge to Freedom, the Summit Lighthouse, and now our Heart Center community. We've accelerated the use of the violet fire into this new matrix of the violet laser light. What does the laser do? It focalizes and concentrates the energy field of that violet light into a beacon and a centered power point to cut through every form of seeming opposition and to so concentrate that virtue of freedom and alchemy and the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that we can really accomplish God's ends, God's aims in our life. It's beautiful to visualize the violet fire around us for our personal upliftment. It's another thing to use it on behalf of many life streams upon earth through teaching and through works of art, books, publications, and all manner of creative endeavors, and to work through that which opposes your personal alchemies. Sometimes it takes a greater focalization and the instrumentation of that light in that direct beacon so that you are focused until that work is done from A to Z, and nothing will take you away from the fulfillment of that victory. How many people have experienced, you've begun to work on alchemies and then something gets in the way and you lose the momentum and you don't fulfill it? Have you had that experience? What allowed you to get to the Z point of fulfilling it. I believe it was constancy, focus, and a strong will coupled with love to the point where you gave your entire being until that was fulfilled. You surrendered things along the way of your own self, your lower nature, in order for that greater manifestation to come forth. I've seen it. And at various times, I've had to let go of my paradigms, my belief systems, what I accepted about other people, or my own sense of their limitation. I had to hold other people up in a higher view than what I formerly had believed they were capable of in order for certain alchemies to manifest on their behalf as well as mine. When I purified my own vision of the completion of a project or an initiative to the crystalline nature of its perfection and held that inviolate in perfect light, that was the greater action that allowed it to manifest than just my human striving to do it, you see? It was allowing God, through God's alchemy, God's virtue, God's light, to let it be. Not by human might or power or drive or the Western type A personality initiative, by God's initiative, which is the beauty of angelic intervention, intercession, and this wonderful thing that seems to happen magically when we get out of the way. How many people have experienced that? You get out of the way, and God gets in the way, right? It happens to all of us. Saint Germain offers his heart anew to us. Let's close our eyes for a moment and imagine this beautiful pulsing heart within our Master that is so large and magnanimous that it encompasses the whole world. It brings to each person exactly what they require for love to be present within them to the point where they can fulfill their reason for being. Saint Germain's heart pulses with a concentrated love that is from a developed heart over many eons of time. For he has offered his soul, his spirit, to humanity time and time again on the altar of the Divine One. When you choose to be free and to say, I am God free, there's something about that beautiful heart of Saint Germain that magically responds and jumps, even as your heart jumps. And there is a cosmomagnetic connection between your heart and his that is exciting, stimulating, and brings you to a new point of divine joy and levity and light. Saint Germain's heart uplifts, it supports, it understands, and it models the most magnanimous virtues of God through love. When we begin to fathom the totality of the being of an ascended master such as Saint Germain, we are so inspired that we simply cannot live the human life that we have lived before, degrading ourselves, criticizing ourselves, befuddling ourselves time and time again, by accepting the mistakes that we have made in our relationships, in our communication with others. We befriend the Master because we befriend love within every person. Every person becomes a friend of light because we see the divinity within them. We develop harmonious relationships because we choose carefully our words so that they become graceful in how we speak them, how they are employed to uplift and support and bless others. Our speech is a very important form of media for our spiritual development. When we understand who we are, our words become sublime and expressive of the inner culture of our heart. And we cultivate love in so many beautiful ways through words of nurturing others, that they feel the magic in our auras. They desire more. They desire our company and our wisdom. You don't have to proclaim yourself some great wisdom teacher or healer, or put it on your business card, "I am a healer." People will flock to you when your heart sings and you smile lovingly to accept them in their divinity, and they feel the integrity of your heart and the light that streams from and through it to you and to others. There is a magic in love that harmonizes everything, that illumines the world, that brings peace to the nations, and that brings a new cosmic level of understanding amongst all peoples, nations. We are all world citizens. Saint Germain reminds us of this. Let us get beyond all dualistic, nationalistic thinking. Realize that we are all made out of the same cloth of the Divine Mother. We are all cut from that beautiful virgin wool or cotton substance, fragranced by the aroma of the heart of the Divine Mother, and we are in the process of returning to our virtuous state of divinity, which has always been with us, but been clouded over by inattention and lack of clear seeing and understanding. Saint Germain, as our father, even as he was the father of Jesus, as Saint Joseph, models the perfect man, the perfect father, and holy brother to all of us. If we do not have a human brother or a brother that may understand us, we can put our trust in the heart of the Master because he understands us. He can be the one whom we lean upon day and night when we are troubled or require assistance, instruction, or understanding. He is our strong support. He is an indomitable figure of the ages. He is a rock of holy virtue, and a being of such light that few can stand in his aura and not be changed in the twinkling of an eye to accept more of God's love and virtue within them. My prayer and Saint Germain's prayer is that each of us realize our eternal nature, know ourself as God knows us, bless ourselves as God blesses us. When you awaken in the morning, accept the blessing of the sun. You know, I was going to ask a question yesterday, and I forgot. What's the greatest alarm clock of the world? The sun. It's there shining its rays. And there's a magic in those rays that somehow penetrates our eyelids and reaches the core of our cells and just says, it's time to awaken. Well, it's time to awaken spiritually. That's what this conference is about, beyond awakening. But after you wake up in the morning, what's next? It's for you to choose, you see, because you are co-creators. You're awakened every morning as a new person. Think on that. You have new opportunity to be God in manifestation today, fresh. You can put aside everything that happened yesterday, yesteryear, and your last lifetime and this lifetime and say, today, O God, I choose to be a divine being living a life of conscious awareness. I choose to prove who I am in you, O Lord, by your grace. I choose to speak conscious words of love throughout this day, to love my fellow man and woman as you love them. I choose to use my time wisely. I choose not the drudgery of a daily existence that disengages myself from you. I choose to be connected fully with your heart, to know you, and to know every life as I know myself through love. When we each reach that point of our individual freedom as a soul, then the soul of the world is awakened and quickened, and freedom will spread throughout this world such as we have not seen it since previous golden ages. The only thing that is holding up the golden crystal age of Aquarius manifesting now is our self-realization of our divinity. When you and you and you and each and every one of you choose to be who you are in the totality of what God has given you as opportunity to be, manifest your divinity, then watch out, world, because that soul freedom will move from soul to soul, from people to people, from community to community. There will be such an awakening and enlivening as in the twinkling of an eye that this entire world will be changed overnight because you are on fire. Jesus changed the entire course of civilization. We can choose to do the same by love, by living in the light, by being expressive of our fullness, our grace, our beingness. If we choose the initiatic path, we choose life. We choose love. We choose joy. No more Via Dolorosa. It has been replaced by the Via Gloriosa, the glorious way, not the sorrowful way. Do you choose to be joyous from this day forward? Yes. Do you choose to have fun on the spiritual path?
Yes.
Do you choose to ennoble the Christ light in every person that you meet?
Yes.
Do you choose to be a divine lover?
Yes.
Then join Saint Germain's holy band of knights and ladies of the flame. Accept your soul freedom. Acclaim it. Become it. And you, O holy ones, are world changers. Thank you. Saint Germain would give all of us a heart chakra blessing. I pray that I brought my focus. You can come forward and receive the touch of this crystal amethyst heart over your heart. Saint Germain has charged it in the past, and he's recharging it tonight. And through the electric spark that will fly between this focus and your heart, there will be, by God's grace, a transfer of a portion of his beautiful purple diamond heart to yours. So long as you maintain harmony and love in your hearts for all life, this will be a permanent action of God love to support you on your spiritual journey in the light. We are broadcasting this discourse through Christopher Rudy's website, live streaming now. And I'd like to thank him and his AV technician and the AV technicians here for allowing this manifestation, because as these words are carried across the airwaves, they have penetrated into the minds of many and of those who will hear the replay of this broadcast on audio. And for those of you who may be listening, learn more of the Master Saint Germain. Come to the Heart Center website, theheartcenter.org. Click on Heart Streams, and then click on Saint Germain. Read his messages through this dispensation. Be inspired, be inspired, and become more virtuous than you had previously thought that you could be by God's grace. We are not a religion. We are a movement of light. And we accept people from all religions and persuasions where they are. If you desire greater light in your world, greater understanding of the initiatic path, we have something to offer, and Saint Germain offers his beautiful heart to you. Some of you have listened to Christopher Rudy and his very ingenious communiques through using vocabulary to key you into the divine world. And he truly is a master of using words as cups of light to unlock certain mysteries of what is occurring on earth today. So you can check out his website and hear past audio messages. You can order products to support him and his mission, even as you check out our website and support our mission. We love every light bearer, light worker, light sharer who accepts the divine and one another, and that every path is valid. There are many ways to the summit of attainment and the apex of divine realization. We do not condemn anyone's path. We accept all as what we call heart friends. And through our heart friendship, we develop all manner of beautiful relationships that allow us to be expressive of who we are. In many ways, we make connections. We've made connections here with new heart friends who have their gifts to offer. 33 years of working with divine imagery and the science of the building blocks within nature and within ourselves through cosmic geometry, sacred geometry, and more. Symbology. It's amazing what we can realize when we study the truth through all manner of sponsored dispensations of light and teachings of the Brotherhood. They have moved in so many domains, and they are moving now anew through you. So for those who are listening, the Master holds up this focus of light, this talisman, and offers you the impulse of freedom to your soul. It will not quite be the cofactor of light that those physically present here will receive. They receive 100% of its energization opportunities. For you who are listening, you can get up to 75%, however. You just won't receive the physicality of this touch. And so you miss 25%. If you'd like the full Monty, the full 100%, come to a conference physically and then you'll get it. So thank you, Christopher, Rudy, for allowing us and the Master to share with you tonight through your audience. Now those of you physically here can come forward for the alchemical touch of the Master's heart.